This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station. Speaking on the occasion, he said the trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Mr. Modi said that today, with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160.
आज वंदे भारत नमो भारत और अमृत भारत जैसी ट्रेनें भारतीय रेलवे की अगली पीढ़ी की नींव तैयार कर रही है। ये भारतीय रेलवे को ट्रांसफॉर्म करने का एक पूरा अभियान है। वंदे भारत भारतीयों की, भारतीयों द्वारा, भारतीयों के लिए बनाई हुई ट्रेन है, जिस पर हर भारतीय को गर्व है।
The electioneering for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly polls is at a high pitch. Various leaders of political parties are trying their best to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Sitamarhi. He said that the NDA not only focuses on development but also preserves the state's heritage. Addressing at the public meeting in Bethia, Mr. Modi said the NDA's double-engine government has highlighted both its achievements and its vision for the future. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar addressed public meetings in Rafiganj in Aurangabad and Imamganj in Gaya. Speaking in Rafiganj, he said that after assuming power in 2005, his government made remarkable improvements in education and health sectors. Vikashshil Insan Party VIP Chief and Mahagathbandhan's Deputy Chief Minister Candidate Mukesh Sahani said that the youth of the state want change. Jan Suraj founder Prasant Kishore criticized the NDA, asserting that Bihar lacks factories and jobs. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the winter session of Parliament from 1st of December to the 19th of December. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju said that the government is looking forward to a constructive and meaningful session that strengthens democracy and serves the aspirations of the countrymen. President Draupadi Murmu has left on a state visit to Angola and Botswana. She will reach Angola later tonight. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to the two African nations. During this visit till 13 November, there will be discussions on reviewing the existing bilateral ties and also exploring the possibilities of collaboration in newer areas. Progress of collaboration with Botswana on Project Cheetah is also on the agenda. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha have reached Bhutan today on an 11-day public exposition. Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar led delegation carry these relics on an Indian Air Force aircraft from the Palam Air Base. These relics are enshrined at the National Museum in New Delhi. Minister of Culture said the exposition is part of the Global Peace Prayer Festival in Thimphu. The festival is a major event praying for world peace and the healing of humanity and coincides with the 70th birth anniversary of the fourth king of Bhutan, Jigme Singye Wangchu. In Jammu and Kashmir, two infiltrators were killed in an encounter with security forces in the Keran sector of Kupwara district last night. An army spokesperson said that the alert troops intercepted a group of terrorists trying to intrude into this side of the LOC. He said after the group was challenged by the troops, fierce gunfighting ensued in which two unidentified infiltrators were killed. More than 5,000 US flights were cancelled or delayed as new federal mandates forced airlines to reduce air traffic amid the ongoing government shutdown. The Federal Aviation Administration ordered a 4% cut in flights at 40 major airports, including New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., to ease pressure on unpaid air traffic controllers and essential staff. In men's cricket, India were 52 for no loss in 4.5 overs against Australia in the final game of the five-match T20 series at the Gabba in Brisbane. Now, bad weather has interrupted the play. Australia won the toss and opted to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.